Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
All right, it is time for the Power Hour. Welcome to the program. Good morning, wherever you are sitting. My name is Gary Franchi. I am sitting in for Joyce Riley. And today, riding shotgun with me is Josh. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you doing?
Here. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Wonderful morning in beautiful Ozarks, Missouri.
Yeah, it's nice up here in Chicago. I'm up here in Obama's backyard, and I can feel the police state bearing down. Well, you know, it is tax day for all you filers out there. And, you know, for the rest of you, remember, Tax Freedom Day now, April 21st, 3 days later than last year. Pretty curious. What is Tax Freedom Day? Well, that is when every day you work, until April 21st, goes to pay your taxes for the following year. So you're 4 months a slave to the U.S. federal government. Little factoid for you in the tax season, April 15th. We've got another 3 powerful hours of radio queuing up for you right now. We've got news from all over the world and your backyard, commentary you won't hear anywhere else, and a super lineup of guests. In the second hour, we've got Dr. Toby Watson from abcmedsfree.com. He will be joining us. We'll be discussing flying under the influence. Yeah, you would not believe how many pilots and how many crashes have been attributed to SSRI drugs. Can you believe that, Josh?
That is so scary. I mean, you put your hand or your life in these people's hands, expecting them to, follow all the rules and do the right things. And man, I don't know. It makes it scary to go out there and fly.
Well, it's even also just as scary as Common Core, and that's here on the ground. So we're going to be talking to Catherine Austin Fitz. I talked to her last night on the phone. I said, she's like, you know, Gary, I've been studying and investigating Common Core for 6 months. I said, well, let's talk about it. So she has some very shocking revelations that, I mean, just blew my mind. I've investigated.
Oh, it is absolutely shocking. I was at a restaurant the other night, and this older woman looked at me with the kid. The kids had stepped away, and she said, we just got to talking, and I told her that we homeschooled, and she was an educator and just recently quit because of Common Core. She said she could not take it anymore. She said the math was just unbelievable, and so she actually took early retirement because she did not want to perpetuate things like Common Core.
Congratulations to her, wherever she is.
Yeah.
That is what more people need to do. And I mean, yeah, Common Core. So we're going to be talking about that and how it's connected to Obamacare and the massive surveillance network. If you think that Google has information, wait till you find out about how Common Core, the education system, when it's connected with Obamacare and what it's going to mean for you, your family, and your children, most importantly. So we've got that coming up. Also, world news. We've got some more information out of Yemen. We've also got information about the China-led infrastructure bank. Also, Saudi Arabia, a new military maneuver there. Also, ISIS is on our back door. Wait till you find out. Maybe we're going to be invading Mexico. What else we got?
We got, the naming the Fortune 500 companies that don't pay a penny in taxes. That would be a good thing to know about so you can boycott those criminals. Also, we have some health news regarding fermented foods and why they are important and one of the most important that we can do. And also some foods that will keep your eyesight sharp for your lifetime.
Also, we'll tell you about the Walmart closures. Yes, weird, very strange, weird Walmart
totally
closures.
Weird. What is going on with that? Well,
Walmart,
find out in a little bit.
We're going to investigate that for you and get to the bottom of it. Also, we got some information on that Oklahoma deputy who was charged with manslaughter. Also, the Pentagon, what are they up to in the cyber warfare? So much happening in the world. Also, we got some election news for you. Marco Rubio, you wouldn't believe what was hanging behind him and when he announced. We'll decode his slogan after the break. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary.
And this is Josh.
Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. I am going to be your host today, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Gary.
So, you want to talk about what's happening in the world?
Absolutely.
UN sanctions Houthis in Yemen, ignores Russia's call for an all-inclusive arms embargo. This comes out of RT Russia Today. The UN Security Council has imposed an arms embargo against the Houthi rebels in Yemen and blacklisted the son of Yemen's former president and a Houthi leader. 14 members of the Security Council voted in favor of the resolution. However, Russia said, they stayed away from the vote. The Russian representative explained that they didn't vote because not all of their proposals were included. So for some reason, Russia is just being, we don't care about what Russia has to say. So they're getting pushed to the side, and then they're saying, well, we're not going to vote, and now they're speaking out against it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what they get for calling for an arms embargo. I mean, come on, you know, they don't want people sending the arms into Yemen. There's already enough weapons.
But why not? Shouldn't we just keep building up arms down there?
Well, they're saying, you know, the Russian representative said that, you know, of course it's going to further the escalation of the conflict. More people are going to die because of it. So how dare they call for an embargo on arms?
Yeah, I think that the military-industrial complex need more money. How dare
Absolutely.
They? Impunity, death, and blowback report exposes illegal U.S. drone war in Yemen. More drones flying overhead in the Middle East. Now, the study by the Open Society Justice Foundation comes as Yemeni civilians already under siege face even greater threat from international, quote, counterterrorism efforts as a U.S.-backed attack on that country has killed an estimated 364 civilians, including at least 84 children and 25 women.
It is there's one of the saddest quotes. I was reading a story last night, and it just broke my heart. This man from a small – I mean, these are just small villages, you know, small houses, sparsely populated, and yet we're bombing them with drones. And his quote is, "I believe that America is testing its lethal inventions in our poor villages because it cannot afford to do so at any place where human life has value. Here, we are without value." And that just broke my heart. All life has value. Oh.
That is heartbreaking.
It
well,
absolutely
it
is.
You know, they are testing things here in the United States. Of course, we had Jade Helm. You know, that's coming up. And then we've talked about what happened in Fort Lauderdale, the FEMA Camp Roundup drills, and all these different drills that are taking place across the United States. And, of course, they use the Middle East as their live fire testing zone, apparently.
Right.
So, more drones.
Apparently, Canada has a big drill going on, too, that's supposed to be even larger than the Jade Helm one.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Good to know.
Saudi Arabia's alleged involvement in the 9/11 attacks becomes much more clear. However, some are calling it a red herring. Global Research is reporting that the key figure behind this new wave of, quote, propaganda is former Senator Bob Graham. And he led the joint inquiry of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees together with Representative Porter Goss, a career CIA official who was subsequently appointed Director of National Intelligence by the Bush administration. Graham coordinated the drafting and editing of the report, including the 28 classified pages on Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
There you have it.
Eventually the truth is going to come out. It has to.
Well, the truth is out there. We all know it. I mean, it's there. It's just the people that are guilty, obviously, they're not going to acknowledge it. They're not going to step forward and say, oh, yeah, 9/11, sure, inside job. You know. But, of course, that's why we have this radio station. That's why we promote this information. We want people to wake up and understand what is happening. Yeah. What's happening in Japan, we have a historic step towards nuclear-free Japan. Maverick judge forbids restart of two nuclear reactors. I think that's a good idea. I think Japan, they've had their run with nuclear reactors. A local judge has placed an injunction on the reopening of two nuclear reactors at Japan's Takahama plant, even though it had passed the country's new post-Fukushima safety checks. I was doing air quotes as I was speaking that. The new regulations are not reasonable. Therefore, there is no need to study whether the Takahama plant satisfies them. Regulations are not reasonable? You know, we're talking about nuclear energy here. That destroys the sea. I mean, you've seen those pictures of how much radiation is being flooded into the sea, right, Josh?
Well, look at all the wildlife that's dying on the Pacific. You know, there's seals, there's dolphins, there's, you know, it's the starfish are dying away. It's just, I mean, surely it couldn't be from the radiation that is just being constantly dumped into the Pacific.
Well, you know, I love radiated dolphin meat. That is some tasty stuff.
That is awful. I'm sorry. I mean, it's really sad to me that seeing all these die-offs and everything, and they've been going on for years. But I don't know. You know, when are we going to learn? You know, you think about Japan is such a small island, and they have so many nuclear reactors. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this step towards a nuclear-free Japan takes hold. Apparently, the regulations, they say, are not reasonable. Well, anyway, Saudi Arabia signs up Egypt for a major military maneuver. Man, it does not stop over there.
It doesn't stop.
I don't know how these people in the Middle East are just constantly at odds with each other.
Well, I mean, is it really them, or are we, you know, provoking it, you know, and kind of guiding everything? You look at the PNAC documents, you know, that called for all these destabilizations of these countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Riyadh continues to strengthen ties with powerful regional armies amid an ongoing air campaign against Houthi fighters in Yemen. Apparently, they have signed up Egypt for a joint planning of a major military maneuver with other Gulf states in Saudi Arabia. You know, I'm going to pause for just a second because, you know, this is like, at least we are not creating this coalition. You know, it always seems like the U.S. is bad. We are leading a coalition against these people. You know, at least at this point, you know, we have always talked about no foreign entanglements, even though we know we got CIA guys down there and we're arming them all from the back door and we got drones flying overhead. You know, at least it doesn't appear on the surface that we are leading the coalition, you know.
Well, that's it on the surface.
On the surface, of course. That's why I said, you know, we've got CIA guys who are arming them all despite these UN resolutions or whatever. So, Defense Minister Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he said to Cairo to discuss military campaign in Yemen. Both countries agreed to form a joint military committee to discuss the implementation of a major strategic maneuver in the territory of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Egyptian president's office said that in a statement, and the statement gave no further details on the planned military exercise. Military exercise is happening everywhere. Did you hear about what happened last night, Russians, again, testing the British airspace with bombers.
Right.
And what happens? They fly their bombers right up to the edge. Britain dispatches their fighter jets. Everybody winks at each other, and they all turn away. You know? It's like Top Gun. Remember that, the opening scene of Top Gun?
Right.
Which Tom Cruise is flying his F-14. And then you got the MiGs, and he does the inverted maneuver. Mm-hmm. And flips him the bird. And I mean, like, it just, these skirmishes, everyone's just on edge, man.
Well, Russia's obviously testing the waters. You know, we've had them fly close to our borders over here with their bombers, and it just keeps happening. And eventually something is going to set, you know, a hot war off, I think.
Yeah. Well, they just keep flirting with the edge of destiny.
Right.
And eventually somebody's going to screw up, someone's going to make a mistake, or it's going to be an intentional prod. To see who blinks first. It's like a game of chicken, an international game of chicken
that has tremendous implications.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be, you know, one crazy guy in a Ford Mustang versus a guy in a Chevy Camaro doing a head to head. We're not talking about two victims here. We're talking about millions and millions and millions of people who could be affected in this international game of chicken. Well, Australian Chief of Defense sends troops to Iraq. But guess what? He can't name the ISIL leader. Sputnik News. Australian Defense Minister has been caught by surprise when asked to give a name of the Islamic State leader. The Chief of Defense seems to be genuinely unaware whom the Australian contingent he is sending to Iraq is going to fight with. Increasingly enough, the interview happened on the same day when the country's cabinet announced that about 330 more Australian troops will begin heading to the Middle East as early as Wednesday as part of a boosted contingent in the fight against the ISIS group. You know, I can't name them. Who is it? Don't they all wear like black hoods or something?
Well, they were talking about al-Baghdadi. You know, who's supposedly the leader. But I thought that we had done away with him, or he had died like four times already. So I don't know why they're making a big deal out of this. He actually made some good comments. Like, you know, this is not just about one person. It's about the whole group and the groups of groups that are joining together. So, I mean, I'm not backing this guy's sending his troops over, but he made a couple good points, I guess.
Well, the world's on fire, and we're watching it burn here at the Power Hour. Stick around. We've got a short break coming up, only 4 minutes. We'll be right back with more news on the other side. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. Sitting in with me is Josh, and we're sitting in for Joyce Riley. She's out right now and taking care of some business, and so we're sitting in, covering the news right now. Josh, do you hear about what's happening just over the border?
Oh, yeah, yes. And you know what? This makes perfect sense. Why don't you tell them what's happening, then I'll make my little comment about this.
I hate to be so cynical about it, but it's like, Are we going to invade Mexico next? I mean, that just seems to be the next logical connection here. An ISIS camp just a few miles from Texas. The Mexican authorities have confirmed it. This is coming from Judicial Watch. ISIS is operating a camp just a few miles from El Paso, Texas, according to Judicial Watch sources that include a Mexican Army field grade officer and a Mexican federal police inspector. The exact location where the terrorist group has established its base is around 8 miles from the U.S. border in an area known as Anapra, and is situated just west of the Ciudad Juarez in the Mexican state of Chihuahua. Another ISIS cell, a second ISIS cell to the west of Ciudad Juarez in Puerto Palomas, targets the New Mexico towns of Columbus and Deming for easy access to the United States. Wow.
That's great. You know, a couple months back, I remember them showing us some videos of ISIS training supposedly out in the desert of the Middle East somewhere. And I made the comment to Joyce. I was like, you know what? That looks an awful lot like the scrub brush country of South Texas to me. I mean, it just looks identical to what South Texas or, you know, along the Mexican border looks like. And here we have them. Sure enough, you know, they got their little camps down there. Now, if we can go and drone bomb Yemen, why can't we take care of these guys?
That is a really interesting point that you just brought up, Josh. Like, what makes Mexico any different than Yemen? Right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have relations with them, you know. Surely they would say, hey, guys, you know, U.S., ISIS is over here, and you might want to think about doing something about it.
Yeah, just send over some drones and maybe some troops and...
Well, obviously that's not the plan because they are, you know, under whose control?
Maybe they'll start to reinforce the border.
That would be a great idea. Wow.
I interviewed someone once. Oh, man, amazing story. I don't want to get too distracted with it yet, but she was a Homeland Security guard working on the 4th of July, and everyone was out barbecuing. And then, all these terrorists started coming across the border, and their names were getting flagged, and they didn't do anything. And she started calling all of her superiors and like, hey, man, I'm making hot dogs. Leave me alone.
Wow.
And then she went to the FBI. She went over her superiors' heads and called the FBI, said all these guys are coming across the border today. And then, of course, they sent Black Hawk helicopters to her house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Her superiors were not too happy. We should get her on the show to talk about it. It's an amazing story. Now, it is the anniversary of the Bundy Ranch standoff right now. And now, we also have another BLM fight brewing in southern Oregon. This is a report from Oath Keepers. We'll have Stuart Rhodes on in a little bit. Not today, but shortly. So this is Oath Keepers investigating information received last night from the Shasta Lantern has been following a potential standoff building between BLM and a group of miners located near Grants Pass, Oregon. The property in question is the Sugar Pine Mining Claim. It's existed as a rightful claim since 1876.
Wow.
It's one of the oldest claims in the country, and reportedly late this week, BLM officials accompanied by deputies of Josephine County, accompanied by Josephine County Sheriff Dave Daniel, issued a cease and desist order to the mine and its owners. The order has given the miners until April 25th to remove all equipment, buildings, and supplies from the mine. It has been reported local BLM officials have threatened, Josh, listen to this, threatened to burn the buildings down if they are not removed by the date.
Unbelievable. You know, since 2012, these miners have been arguing with BLM for their rights. And the mining district, it's a private consortium of claims, owners, and miners that has continuously operated since the early 1870s, like you said, or, you know, 1876. That means the mining district that was there predates the BLM by decades. And so it just doesn't make any sense, you know, that they're trying to step in and take this over or claim that they have ownership over it when they weren't even around when the mine was claimed.
Well, I guess we'll just have to pull a Waco on them and burn them all out. How many women and children are going to be killed in this one? Welcome to America. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back on the flip side of this break. We've only got about 3 minutes and 10 seconds, so stick around. We've got more news on the other side. Gary Franchi.
And Josh.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. I'm sitting in for Joyce Riley. Sitting with me is Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning, Gary. I wanted to mention that the way the Power Hour stays on the air is by your support. And the way we do that is by offering you some amazing products for your health, for your information. And this week we got some really good specials on Good Health Naturally, which is the producer of the curcumin products, the Sera enzyme. Also, Miracle Skin products are on sale. We have 10% off Numana storable foods. We have the Garden Seed Special, the Mother Earth Minerals, which is colloidal gold and they're the liquid minerals that are just really awesome. And of course, you're going to have a better intake with the liquid. We have 20% off of all charcoal products. So you guys give the Power Mall a call at 877-817-9829. That is 877-817-9829. They will be available to take your calls at 8 o'clock. So give them a call.
Right. Thank you for that, Josh. Also, market prices right now, gold is still flirting under 1,200 at 1,190. Silver's at 1,612. Bitcoin is down at $217.56, and oil just over $50 a barrel at $53.94. That's where the market prices are at right now. And I told you about that Department of Homeland Security officer. Well, her name is Julia Davis. So we're going to see if we can get her on, tell her story. You would not believe what they did to this woman out there. So, and just before we went to break, we were telling you about what's happening in Oregon, Southern Oregon, the BLM fight brewing there. Folks, if you're able to, you may want to try and support these folks somehow, any way you can. If you're in Oregon, contact the Oath Keepers. You know, when everyone came together at Bundy Ranch, that was a historic moment for America. That standoff was so significant. It shows what can happen when people come together and they take a stand, they draw a line in the sand, and they say, we are not going to let you take over our land.
That's awesome.
And this is Bundy Ranch 2.0. It's happening almost 1 year to the day later. So, folks, contact the Oath Keepers, please. Find out what you can do to help these miners out there in Oregon. We do not want to have any bloodshed. We want to have peaceful resolution, and it can only happen by people coming together to resolve the problem. Now, Josh, Walmart.
Walmart.
What is going on at Walmart? Now, people are getting kind of worried. Conspiracy theories, air quotes, are flying. After Walmart stores around the country suddenly announced that they were closing down for 6 months to deal with quote-unquote plumbing issues. 6 months for plumbing?
6 months. Well, I mean, isn't that how long the Jade Helm thing is going on? Till September or so, I believe. Weird coincidence.
Yeah. Five different stores suddenly announced they were shutting up shop, at all for the same reason. Pico Rivera, California, Livingston, Texas, Midland, Texas, Brandon, Florida, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. They all made announcements. So this news sparked wild conspiracy theories, with some linking the closures to Jade Helm, the upcoming military exercise, which some fear is a dry run for martial law. That comes from Paul Joseph Watson, our friends over at Prison Planet. You know, Josh, I've done a lot of research into FEMA camps. I have a documentary film about FEMA camps, a sequel to it. And there were a lot of people who were theorizing that Walmarts could actually be used as FEMA camps.
Right.
One of the things we discussed in that film was that every municipality, when you're driving down the street, people think, oh, FEMA camps are, you know, these covert hidden structures off in the woods somewhere. Most people don't even realize that they're driving past quote unquote FEMA camps every day.
Wow.
The largest municipal buildings in your town, high school, the football fields, any stadiums, they can all be instantly converted, even churches, instantly converted to mass detention centers, holding centers, support centers. So people theorize that Walmarts are often the largest standing structure in some towns.
You know, they are. I mean, in the small town that I live, the biggest building is the Walmart. And if you think about it, the access in and out of those buildings are very limited. You know, you have the front door, obviously, and then you have, if you go inside and look around, you have very few doors going in and out. So it would be easy to, you know, cram a bunch of people in there and keep them in there if you wanted to. And, you know, I never really thought about that, but... thinking about the fact that Walmart has shut, I've never even heard of a Walmart closing down without them at least having another building in the works, you know, whether they're closing down a regular Walmart to build a super Walmart. But this is very strange to me.
Well, what happens to all those people who work at that Walmart for 6 months? I mean, Walmart does employ quite a few people. I would like to know.
Well, in the California one, they gave the workers 5-hour notice. They laid off 500 employees with only a 5-hour notice. Unbelievable.
You know, that has such drastic ripple effects in the economy when people, that many people, a lot of these Walmarts, you know, they take up all the jobs and all the infrastructure of a small town. When they come in, a lot of times Main Streets dry up.
Absolutely.
You know, so anyway, there's weird nationwide Walmart closures, maybe one near you. Hopefully it's not related to anything nefarious, but you never know these days. Something else happening nefarious in Oklahoma, a deputy charged with manslaughter in fatal Tulsa shooting. Reuters is reporting Oklahoma prosecutors charged a sheriff's reserve deputy with second-degree manslaughter on Monday in the fatal shooting of a black man this month in Tulsa, the most recent in a series of U.S. cases that have raised questions about race relations in policing reserve. Now, OccupyCorporatism.com is a website that I read, and one of the posts that that was sent to me from that website was pretend a cop. They call these reservists pretend a cops. So basically, they're people who are donating money to the police department, and then they can put on a police uniform with no training, and they can ride around and pretend to be cops. They're given weapons, but they don't have any formal training. So
that is absolutely scary. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that this whole Oklahoma deputy thing is exposing a much greater problem in Oklahoma and police stations across the country. That's why they're saying they're calling him a reserve deputy. So if you want to be a reserve deputy, all you got to do is fork over some cash. So if you want to play cops and robbers, all you got to do is pay $1,200.
Wow. I mean, you know, if you think, look at the story, the guy is saying, Bates is saying, that's the guy who was shot. He was saying he thought he grabbed his taser instead of the gun and accidentally shot the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have had just minimal training, he would know that he was reaching for his gun instead of his taser.
I mean, the weight of a taser is different. The texture and feel of a taser is different. You know, it's the little things that count, Josh. It's the little things.
Right.
And now somebody is dead because someone didn't have the right training. Yeah, I'll pull up the facts on that in just a moment on those pretend to cops. I'll tell you exactly how much they're paying and how vast this problem is. But now the Pentagon, check this out, Josh. The Pentagon is drafting thousands of cyber forces to prep for a cyber emergency. The Pentagon intends to draft personnel for a cyber reserve force from civilians as well as the National Guard in the event of a network emergency. A top military official told the Senate Armed Forces Committee on Tuesday the Pentagon is building a cyber mission force under its offensive and defensive cyber command, which, when fully equipped in 2018, will have 133 teams and nearly 6,200 military civilian personnel. Part of the force will be called the Surge Force.
Ooh.
And it'll have 2,000 reserve and National Guard personnel. So far, the department is half-staffed.
You think about what happened here recently. Supposedly, the White House was hacked by old Putin, you know, and so maybe this wouldn't be. You think they would have thought of this sooner. With the advent of computers, it might have been a good idea to have a, you know, force like this maybe looking at things. I don't know.
Well, I'm reminded a couple of years back there was a story. It wasn't a story. It was like this whole live scenario that CNN pulled. And what they did was they had this panelist of all former government officials, and they were all pretending that there was a major cyber attack taking place in the United States and how every single person would respond. I mean, they had Chertoff was sitting on the panel. Huh. And let's put a couple stories together. Remember, they just opened up Cheyenne Mountain again.
Right, yeah.
Okay. The Pentagon is getting ready for an EMP attack. So Pentagon's getting ready for EMP attack. They're also creating these cyber response teams. What is going on? They know something that we don't know. So folks at home, take notes. Does the power mall have anything like any like EMP protection bags? I know there's such things. Faraday bags.
I don't think we have anything like that, but if you do a search, you know, start page search, I'm sure you can find something. You know, a couple of the websites I go to, they allow for readers to post alerts and stuff like that. And one of them that I was reading, we'll just call this chatter, was that this whole Jade Helm thing might not necessarily be for like a martial law takeover, but is more geared for some sort of cyber terrorism event that may happen. And I just thought that was interesting, just throwing it out there for your information.
I'm going to throw it back over to that story in Oklahoma now. The officer, the person who shot the 44-year-old Eric Harris, his name was Robert Bates, the reserve deputy, and he donated $2,500 to the police station. And now someone is dead. Wow. So now in Oakley, Michigan, here's another scenario. Oakley, Michigan, $1,200 to $5,000 will pay for any unqualified resident to dress up to look like police just like this guy Bates did.
Wow.
Yeah. And some law enforcement officials out there say this is like the most ridiculous program ever. I'd say it is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably one of the scariest things I've heard of. I didn't realize that they gave these people, you know, lethal weapons. I mean, I understand maybe a taser to protect themselves at least, but that is really scary.
Yeah. My father's actually driven along with cops down in Florida. Now, he wasn't given a uniform or a taser or anything like that, but he was able to drive along with the cops and see like what they experienced day to day, and he was pretty jacked up about it. You know, he's like, "Wow, I get to ride along." You know,
the good thing about the story, Gary, is that they're actually starting to hold these police officers accountable for their actions. So, you know, it looks like we're making some sort of headway into holding them accountable.
Now, protesters against police brutality have barricaded the Brooklyn Bridge. The hashtag they're using is #ShutDownA14. The hashtag is used on Twitter for folks out there that don't know. It helps people search common terms. Russia Today is reporting that protesters gathered in New York City and around the United States to rally against police brutality and a peak in officers killing unarmed black men. Organizers spread the message on social media using the #ShutDownA14 hashtag. Protesters are protests are occurring in more than 30 cities and 18 states.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's talk about the election for a minute here. Hillary Clinton is about to spend $37.92 for every vote in her $2.5 billion campaign.
Unbelievable. Have you ever heard of that much money being spent on a campaign?
Why $2.5 billion? I can't even comprehend what this woman is about to do to this nation.
She's going to spend that kind of money to make how much money every year? How many years would she have to be president to, you know, earn that those billions of dollars back?
Obama spent $1.1 billion.
Wow.
So Clinton's planning on doubling it. Unbelievable. $37.92 a vote in the general election for the Democrats. More than ever spent in a national campaign. Marco Rubio, you know, he just announced.
Right.
And something caught my eye so clearly. And you mentioned it earlier in the show. You said PNAC. And what was standing behind him on his banner was his slogan, the new American century.
Really?
And as soon as I saw that, I said, oh, boy, here we go. And a project for a new American century came right to my mind. And, you know, I'm starting to draw the lines here. This guy Rubio pulling a slogan, is this a hat tip to the neocons?
Absolutely, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coincidence like that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always like to say there is no coincidence in politics. Back to Hillary, more than 2 million of Hillary Clinton's Twitter followers are fake. And she's already under fire for buying Facebook fans.
Wow,
is right. 2 million fake Twitter followers. What is the, you know, people use Twitter to gauge their social ranking, how many followers you have. So it's very possible she spent good amount of money on getting those followers. Daily Mail says, although Hillary Clinton boasts a robust 3.6 million Twitter followers, not even a vast right-wing conspiracy would be able to interact with the 2 million of them. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform, and at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake.
Wow.
Completely fake profiles. That,
I mean, how many things can this woman do wrong before people realize that she's obviously not good for this country.
She's entitled to the White House, Josh. Come on.
Oh, you're right. Because she's a woman, or...
Well, don't be sexist now, Josh.
I'm not trying to, but, I mean, this woman has been involved in so many scandals. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a woman president at all, but just not her. She's one of the scariest women out there.
That's what people are going to say when you talk against Hillary. You're sexist.
Okay.
You're sexist, Josh. You don't want a woman president. You're sexist.
Not what
that's
I was saying.
That's the narrative. Just like with Obama, well, you're racist. You don't want a black man in the office, in the
right.
Oval Office. Well, more news coming up ahead. Some information about Chris Christie. What does he want to do to Social Security? Also, economy, business, central bankers. What are they doing in Washington? We have all the details just after this short break. Gary Franchi
and Josh
on the Power Hour.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi. Sitting in with me is Josh, and we're sitting in for Joyce Riley. We are now about 50 minutes after the hour, wherever you may be sitting. I was composing a tweet as we were on the break to let people know. All of my Twitter followers, you can listen to the Power Hour. My Twitter handle is at Gary Franchi. So if you want to tweet me, that's how you can. If you're into that thing. What's Chris Christie up to right now? Well, he wants to torch Social Security. I think that with that notice, he may have just torched his presidency. I've heard people even complain, Rand Paul's stance. I'm not gonna touch Rand Paul. He wants to get rid of Social Security. Well, apparently, Chris Christie feels the same, and he's trying desperately to keep his presidential hopes alive. However, but he wants to look bold. Chris Christie, well, you already look bold.
Yes.
I interviewed another gentleman about Chris Christie. I'm going to get Catherine the name. Totally blew Christie out of the water. The guy is like a gangster. He's like he's a political gangster. Yeah. So he wants to get rid of Social Security. Josh?
Well, I was just going to say, you think about, I just don't believe Social Security is going to be there whenever, we're retiring, Gary. Do you?
Oh, it's a Ponzi scheme.
It is absolutely a Ponzi scheme. I mean, we think about the debt of this country. They say it's $18 trillion. Well, it's more like 200 and something trillion. And it's because of these unfunded liabilities, such as, there's no way to fund Social Security. We have, especially with the workforce being so low nowadays, there's no way that, during our lifetime or in our retirement age, we're going to have that to fall back on.
Well, if we already have such a big deficit, that means Social Security is not even there.
Right.
It's already not there. It's like, it's a fantasy. It's a farce. Well, however, central bankers are gathering privately in Washington this Friday to discuss gold. Yes, Power Hour Gold. I'll plug it right now. If you want to get yours and support the Power Hour at the same time, powerhourgold.com. Attention, mainstream financial journalists. Here's something else important for you to ignore this week. Thanks to the diligent eye of gold researcher at Gata. Consultant Ronan Manley, he says it's a breakfast meeting to be held Friday in Washington for a select group of central banks and other official sector institutions sponsored by the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum at the World Gold Council. They're going to be discussing gold and the renminbi and the multi-currency system, convened in conjunction with the spring meeting of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank Group. A United Nations agency. What do they know about gold?
Right.
I'm curious to find out what's going to happen there. Now, what else have we got going on in economy and business? Fortune 500. Ooh, what's going on there with the Fortune 500 companies? Josh, they didn't pay any taxes in 2014.
Yeah, just shocking.
It's tax day. Everyone out there is scrambling to meet the tax deadline. Filling out the paperwork, their 1040 WBG9 form, whatever they call it. Well, at least 15 Fortune 500 companies did not.
And these are huge names. These people make, or these companies make billions of dollars, and yet they pay nothing in taxes? How does that work?
I don't know. I have no idea. Creative accounting, I suppose.
I guess.
CBS, General Electric, Interpublic Group, JetBlue Airways, Mattel, Owens Corning, Procter and Gamble, PG&E, I guess that's Procter and Gamble, maybe? PG&E?
Right.
Pepco Holdings, Priceline.com. We got a couple more.
Warner, Xerox, unbelievable.
Yeah, we're coming up on a break, Josh. When we come back, we're going to hit some health news for you. And, of course, our guest coming up in the second hour, Dr. Toby Watson. You don't want to miss this. Coming up on the Power Hour, I'm Gary.
And Josh.
Stick around. We'll be right back.